Thank you for listening. It's Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm Tracy Singleton, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Good deal of sunshine out there today. Thanks to high pressure, we're 50 to 55 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 35 to 40. Does cloud up for Thanksgiving Day. There's the chance of some late afternoon showers. Highs are close to 50. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday night. Lows down to about 30 to 35. And sunshine's with us Friday. Highs 45 to 50. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
Mr. Thanksgiving and a crew of Hy-Vee workers are ready to serve more than 3,000 turkey dinners. Michelle O'Neill reports tomorrow Bob Vogelbaugh will host his 52nd annual community meal.
Vogelbaugh says this year, like the last two, will be a drive-through at South Park Mall in Moline.
Last year, I was just walking all over, following the line and wishing them a great Thanksgiving, but also wishing them an early Merry Christmas and thanking them for coming out. So it's just amazing how nice people are waiting. I've never had anybody get nasty or anything. It's fantastic.
Vogelbaugh began the tradition in 1970 by offering fellowship and a meal to several people who would have been alone on Thanksgiving that year. No doubt, Bob would be thrilled if, in his honor, you call or visit a neighbor or relative to brighten up their holiday. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Analysts are expecting another excellent report when John Deere releases its fourth quarter and full year earnings on Wednesday. They believe mostly favorable conditions in agriculture and construction will translate into big profits and sales. The Motley Fool, for example, calls Deere's recent financial performance outstanding and that investors are looking for a sizable year-over-year earnings gains from Deere to finish its 2022 fiscal year. The Davenport Fire Department wants to remind you about home heating safety this winter. Lieutenant Zach Solis says to learn about fire risk, preparedness, and prevention.
Knowing how to get out of a home in case you had to, and knowing where to go. Do we meet at the driveway? Do we meet at the neighbor's tree? And then what are our two ways? It would be different if somebody's downstairs compared to somebody's upstairs. It's also really good to go through those motions. You know, people might be like, I'm going to go ahead and use this window if I had to. How does the window unlock? How does the screen push out? Muscle memory is really a thing.
Solis says fireplaces and space heaters are the most risky.
We want to make sure the space heaters are on a nice, even, flat surface, and they can't get knocked over by pets or young family members. We're not using power strips with them. We're directly plugging that space heater into the outlet.
During the holidays when visiting family, it's important to be ready to tell emergency crews where you are, such as the address. Solis's final piece of advice is to make sure you have working fire alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. In sports, the Quad City Storm will play three games this holiday weekend starting tonight at Vermilion County. Then Friday and Saturday, the Storm will face off against Peoria. Friday night in Peoria and Saturday night at the Vibrant Arena in Moline. In college football this weekend, the Iowa Hawkeyes will host Nebraska on Friday afternoon. Iowa State will play Saturday at TCU, and Illinois will play on Saturday at Northwestern. Thank you for listening. This is Morning Edition on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.